Zachariah Perriquet, two more visions, number 6 and 7. If you are keeping count on your scorecard, first comes the vision of Va'ashuv, and I returned. Va'esah inai va'ereh, and I lifted up my eyes, and I saw the name Megillah Afa, a flying scroll. The vision of the flying scroll, a very big one too. Beis Vayomer Eli Mo'ata Roeh. And the Malach said to me, so now Zachariah is being challenged on a frequent basis. So he said the same thing that he said to Yirmiyahu. Mo'ata Roeh Yirmiyahu. So Mo'ata Roeh Zachariah, what do you see? Va'omar ani roeh Megillah Afa. And I said, I see a flying scroll. It's that simple. And it's pretty big. Arka Esrim Ba'amah. Its length is 20 amos, for rachba eser bo'amo, and its width is 10 amos, which is a very large flying scroll, enormous dimensions, 20 amos long, as many as 40 feet by 20 feet, this scroll, which is the biggest scroll I've ever seen. I've learned from a lot of scrolls, but I've never seen anything quite as big as that. But the question is, does it have anything written in it? So why 20 amos by 10 amos? So the Medrash in Vayikra Rabba says there is no animal on earth, not even an elephant. They mention an elephant by name, has skin large enough to produce parchment with the dimensions of 20 amos by 10 amos. So the Medrash says this is symbolic. It is the same dimensions as the Ulam of the first Beis HaMikdash, 20 amos long along the width of the house and 10 amos deep into the front of the house. So it was a long rectangle, kind of the top of a T, if you're coming into it upside down from the top of the T. And why does the scroll, why does the flying Megillah have to match the dimensions of this? So the Malbim says, people who had any kind of arguments went to the Beis HaMikdash, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would vindicate the righteous and punish the wicked, translates Rabbi Chaim Angel. The scroll of Zechariah's vision embodies the area where God gives out Din V'Cheshbon. And justice is imposed upon those who are wicked, those who commit averos. Rashi and Radak connected to the prophecy of doom given to Yechezkel, which was also in the form of a scroll, a hand with a holding a written scroll, and were written lamentations, dirges, and woes in Yechezkel Perek Beis, which we learned long, long ago at this point. Rashi quotes Gemara Eirvin, Chaf Aleph. The scroll symbolizes the Torah and the binding authority of the Torah over the earth. So this massive scroll has to do with the authority that the Torah contains. Vayomer Eli, and the Malach said to me, doing some interpreting now, in Pasuk Gimel, Zos ha'Allah hayotzeis al pnei chol ha'aretz. This is the curse that comes forth upon the face of the entire land. Ki chol ha'gonev mizeh kamoha nika. Whoever stole was cleared from such as this. Interesting way of putting it. Whoever stole has gone unpunished. It was forbidden on one side. V'chol anishba mizeh kamo anika. And anyone who has sworn falsely is forbidden on the other side of the scroll has gone unpunished. Now, it's interesting. So the flying scroll seems to have things written on it. On one side, it says, do not steal. On the other side, it says, do not swear falsely. Both straight out of the Aseres HaDibros. According to Reb Mendel Hirsch, though, he suggests that the scroll was empty, a blank scroll, recording the curse of God, which will go over the whole land and affect everyone. For all of those who steal or swear falsely, they will become as empty as the scroll. So many of the Mepharshim say that this was written on the scroll. The words of the prophets are written on the subway walls. And Reb Mendel Hirsch suggests that maybe the scroll was empty, but everything is written onto it anyway. It's all contained therein. So, kind of a tremendous thing. And now, Pasuk Dalet, Hotzei Sihon Um Hashem Tzavakos Uva'a El Beis HaGanov. I have brought it forth, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it will come into the house of the thief. And Vel Beis HaNishba B'Shmila Shoker. Into the house of the one who swears falsely by my name. V'loneh B'soch Beiso. And it will lodge, it will rest in the middle of his house, Mechila too, and it will destroy him. Ves Eitzav Ves Avonav, and his wood and his stones. So there's going to be Din V'Cheshbon for all of those. And the curse is going to lodge in his house. The Allah, the curse of this scroll, is going to stay there. It's going to destroy him. It's going to destroy the timber of your house. A curse on your what was it? Oh, for crying out loud. I'm trying to quote a classic source, which is Mushu from Mulan. Shame on your cow? A curse on your cow? A curse on your ancestors? Ah, it's a different word. I'm very embarrassed, but I'm not going to Google in the middle of giving a shear. But in any case, it's all going to come down on your head, including the boards of your house, because you did such terrible things, and especially the one who did it in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and did such terrible things. But next comes another vision, and this is a vision of a woman in a tub, but it's going to have deep meaning for Klal Yisrael in this very time and place.